This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechipiri kubvumbi 19, 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM, 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvine zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mapurisa anotadzisa nhengo dzeOccupy Africa Unity Square kuratidzira zvichitevera kurohwa kwava Patterson Dzamara neZuro.
Rimwe sangano revarairidzi roronga kuratidzira richiti harisi kufara nemabatirwo ari kuitwa vashandi nehurumende.
Nyanzvi dzozeya mashoko avamugabe ekuti zvinhu zviri kugadzirisika munyaya dzezveupfumi.
Vakaremara vanoti hapana chekupemberera kuzvitonga kana zvichemo zvavo zvisina anogadzirisa muhurumende.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mapurisa nhasi atadzisa nhengo dzeOccupy Africa Unity Square kuratidzira muHarare. Idzo dzinoti hadzisi kufara nekurohwa kwakaitwa vaPatterson Dzamara neZuro nevanofungidzirwa kuti vasori kumhemberero dzekusvitsa kwakaita nyika makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga kuzere. Mutori wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mapurisa anga akapakatira zvombo anonzi achatadzisa nhengo dzeOccupy Africa Unity Square kana kuti OAUS kuratidzira muAfrica Unity Square madzanga dzida kuratidzira nhengo dzeparamende dzichipinda mudare iri. Imwe nhengo yeOAUS vaCharles Nyoni vaudza Studio 7 kuti pavanga vaungana ndipo pasvika mapurisa anga ari mumarori akapakatira zvombo akavarambidza kuratidzira kwavanga vachida kuita. Vanyoni vanoti sangano ravo harisi kufara nekurohwa kwakaitwa vaPatterson Dzamara kuNational Sports Stadium kwakaitwa mhemberero dzokusvitsa kwakaita nyika makore makumi matatu nematanhatu Zimbabwe yawana kuzvitonga. VaDzamara avo vanhu vemunin'ina wemutungamiriri weOAUS vaitai Dzamara avo vakapambwa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vasori gore rapera vakarohwa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vasori zvakare mushure mekunge vawanika vakatakura chinyorwa chaiti Zimbabwe yakasununguka asi zvizvarwa zvayo zviri muutapwa.
Tachida kuratidzira muDzamara Unity Square ndobva taenda kunoungana imomo ndobva tavingwa nemapurisa mukoro wavo anga akabata Jehovha nevamwe vake vakabva vatidzinga mupaki zvikanzi hatisida kukuona imunomu. Tikabva tavabvunza vati asi mupaki makurambidza kugara vanhu here zvikanzi hatisi kuda vanhu pari zvino especially kunyanya imimi saka chitosimuka imutofamba famba kutobvunza muri kutononoka. Ndobva vatanga kutotifudza vachititeera mumashure kusvikira vabuda mupaki ndobva vabvisa vanhu vese mupaki ndobva taona vanhu vaakudzokera zvekare mupaki mbichana mbichana ndobva taakuda kudzokerawo ndobva tasangana navo futi vakabva vatiti madzoka futi sitakudzai kuti hatisi kukudai saka mbva tadzingwa mupaki zvinova izvozvo zvakonzera kuti titadze kuenderera mberi nekuratidzira kwatachida kuita pazuva ranhasi.
Vaenderera mberi vachiti zvinhu zvakadai hazvitarisirwe muZimbabwe yakasununguka.
Tinozvitora kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe inotungamirwa navaRobert Gabriel Mugabe airemekedze kodzero dzevanhu, airemekedze mutemo nekuti bumbiro remutemo rinotipa kodzero yekuti tinofanira kuratidzira patinoda nepatinenge tafungira pese pese chero tichingotedza mutemo tisingaite zviri violent chete. Saka hurumende yemuZimbabwe inotyora kodzero, inotyora bumbiro remutemo rayakagadzira rikasainwa naPresident kuti raa bumbiro remutemo.
Gweta ravaPatterson Dzamara vagift mtisi vanoti vadzamara vakarohwa nevanhu vavasingazive pavairatidzira kuNational Sports Stadium vakazopatika vave mumaoko emapurisa ayo akaenda navo kukamba yeHarare Central. Vadzamara vanonzi vakasiyiwa nemapurisa vasina mhosva yavapomerwa ndipo pavakazoenda kuchipatara uye vanonzi vakakuvara ziso uye vakazvimba pasipetsoka. Vadzamara vanonzi vave kutova maronda vari kumba zvitevera kurapwa kwavakaitwa neZuro Manheru. Imwe nhengo yeOAUS vaIvan Takavada vaudza Studio 7 kuti vachiri kushushikana nekushayika kwakaita vaItai Dzamara.
Kurohwa kwavadzamara hakuna kutifadza nezuro. Zvinhu zvinova zvakatishungurudza nekuti vadzamara tichitarisa pabumbiro remutemo vanga vaine kodzero yekuita izvozvo ende havana chakaipa chatingati vakaita. Vakangorohwo nenhau yekuti vainge vachitaura pamusoro pekutsutsumwa kwavo kwekushayika kwemukoma wavaItai Dzamara, uko vaida kuti hurumende yedu yeZimbabwe nemapurisa eZimbabwe Republic Police vawanike vachiita tsvakurudzo mukushayika kwavadzamara. Apa patova negore pasina kana chamboti chaitwa nevo veZimbabwe Republic Police.
Vaenderera mberi vachiti hurumende inofanira kuchengetedza vanhu sezvinotaurwa nebumbiro remutemo yenyika, kwete zvekuti vanhu vanozvambaradzwa nekupambwa pasina kana anosungwa nemhosva idzi.
Tichitarisa bumbiro remutemo, tichitarisa kurohwa kwavadzamara nekushayikwa kwemukoma wavo, tikada kutarisa muno muZimbabwe, as long iwewe uchinge uchitaura chokwadi, uchinge uchitaura chokwadi pamusoro peutungamiriri huripo, huipi huripo nezvinoda kugadziriswa, unenge uchinzi uri kufumura vakuru, ende kana uchinge uri panguva yakadaro unenge uri panguva yakaoma. Hapana kuchengetedzwa kunoitika pabumbiro remutemo, hapana kutarisirwa kana kuremekedzwa kwarinofanira kunge richiitwa sekunyorwa kwazvakaitwa mubumbiro remutemo iri.
Zvichakadai, mutauriri wemapurisa amai Charity Charamba vaudza Studio 7 parunhare kuti mapurisa haana chaanoziva nekurohwa kunonzi kwakaitwa vaParson Dzamara neZuro, uye vati sevanhu vanochengetedza mutemo vari kushushikanawo zvikuru nekusawanikwa kwavaItai Dzamara. Vatiwo havana chavanga vachiziva nezvekuratidzira kwanga kuchida kuitwa neOAUS nhasi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Rimwe sangano revarairidzi reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti riri kuronga kupinda mumigwagwa nemusi wa29 mwedzi uno, richiratidzira pamusoro pekwarinoti kusabatwa zvakanaka kwevashandi vehurumende nehurumende. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vaObert Masaraure vanoti hurumende haisi kuratidza hanya yekusimudzirawo upenyu hwevashandi vayo kuburikidza nekusimudzira mihoro yavo kuti ifambira nekurarama kwevanhu kana kuti poverty datum line. Zvimwe zvinonzi nesangano iri riri kunyunyuta nazvo kubatwa kwemari dzinonzi nehurumende ndedzemudyandigere, idzo vanoti dziri kubatwa pasina kuwirirana nevashandi. NeZuro mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakavimbisa kuti hurumende yavo ichaita zvose zvainogona kuti mihoro yevashandi vayo ifambidzane nepoverty datum line pamwe nekusimudzira upenyu hwavo. Zvikoro zviri kutarisirwawo kuvhurwa nemusi wa3 Chivabvu. Kuti tinzwe nezvenyaya iyi, ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navaMasaraure pamusoro peurongwa hwavo hwekuratidzira uhu.
Matambudziko ese atiri kusangana nawo sevadzidzisa tiri kuramba tichisangana nawo, asi tichitarisawo zviri munyika tichinzwa mutungamiriri wenyika achipupura nemuromo wake kuti kune mari inokwana 16 billion yavasiri kuziva kuti yakaramba sei. Saka pakuratidzira kwedu apa tichange tichikumbira kune hurumende yedu kuti pamari yose iyo yakawanda zvakadaro, imwe yacho vakwanise kuya vaiisawo kune education kuti ikwanise kupa miripo kuvadzidzisi, ikwanise kusimudzira dzidzo yevana. Pamusoro pazvo tichange tichikumbirawo zvakare kuti madzidzisi ekuvaruwa vawanikwe vachipawo muhoro watikati compensatory rural allowance, inoita kuti ivabatsiridzewo pamatambudziko avanosangana navo vari mabasa kwavo kwavari kushandira.
NeZuro takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachiti hurumende ichaenzanisa mihoro yevashandi vehurumende nepoverty datum line. Zvinove zvimwe zvezvinhu zvamaa muchigunun'una nazvo, makatambira sei chiitiko ichi?
Mashoko aya vakataura pavaitsvaga kuvhoterwa muna 2018 ende vachiri kudzokorora kungwataura vachiri kuzama kwemunhu mukuru kuti ativaraidze achitora sekunge tiri vanhu vane njere pfupi isi taakuona sekunge munhu anenge ashaya zvekuti angavimbise vanhu munyika kungotaurawo zvangouya musoro make nguva iyoyo
kuratidzira kwenyu muchakuita nemutoo upi
kuratidzira kwedu kuti taita iri machi titange tichifamba mumugwagwa yeHarare tosvika kupariamendi toisa gwaro rezvishemo zvedu toenda kupublic service tosiya gwaro rezvishemo zvedu tozosvika kubazi reprimary and secondary education tosiyawo zvishemo zvedu asi tichatora mukana wezuva iroro kutenda vanhu vemuzimbabwe vanoramba vachibatsirwa text dzemhando yakasiyana-siyana kuitira kuti tiwaniswe muripo wedu tinoziva kuti zviwanikwa zvenyika ino zviri kuwanikwa zvichiramba zvichidiwa vanhu vazhinji vanototamburawo ndovanorambawo kungobatirwa mari kuti tiwane muripo saka tiri kuedza kuti tizogadzira zuva irori kuti tizopedza zuva rese tidzidzisa vana vese mahara malessons kubva fomu 1 kusvika fomu 4 senzira yedu yekuti tiva kutendawo vanhu vezimbabwe
mutungamiri werural teachers union of zimbabwe vaobert masaraure vari parunhare muharare nestudio 7
mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe nezuro vakati hurumende yavo iri kuedza zvose zvainogona kuti igadzirise upfumi hwenyika uhwo hwaenda kumawere vamugabe vakataura mashoko aya kunational sports stadium kumhemberero dzekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere vakatiwo zimbabwe iri kuedza zvose zvainogona izvi kunyange hazvo zvirango zvavanoti zvakatemerwa nyika neamerica nedzimwe nyika zviri kuikanganisa pamakambani avanoti zimbabwe yakamutsiridza vamugabe vakapasi muenzaniso makambani akaita selobels bread Keynes Holdings, Rio Zimbabwe, Delta Corporation, ne Border Timbers, Olivin Industries, Capes Pharmaceuticals, ne mamwe. Asi nyanzvi nyadzezvo upfumi dzinoti mamwe makambani ari kutaurwa navamugabe agara achishanda. Mashoko avamugabe ari kukonzerawo mutauro wakanyanya munyika. Kuti tizeye nezvemashoko avamugabe, tabata vaGideon Shoko, mutedzeri wemunyori mukuru weZCTU, pamwe nemutedzeri wemutungamiri wesangano reEmployers Confederation of Zimbabwe kana kuti MCOS vaKalisto Jokonya. Tatanga nekubvunza vashoko kuti vanoona sei mashoko avamugabe ekuti upfumi huri kuratidza kuita zviri nani.
Isusu makambani atinoziva akataurwa vana NRZ vana GMB dzinenge dzisingaiti zvakanaka. Izvozvi tichitaura kudai izvi mukaenda paHarare Station vanhu vakaipapo. Kwatoitwa so-called order yekuti ko vanhu ivavo ngavabve ipapo vanhu vari kutenda kukuti musi wa21 veGMB ndizvozvo havana kutambira veRailways 15 months vasina kutambira vanhu havasi kuita basa mukati umu tichanzwawo vebhizinesi kuti vanoti kudini asi isi kuona kwatinoita statement iyo ngati yanga iri ye1992 haikuna ye2016
vajokonya
wongo blessing regai ndichini nika zvimwe zvakabuda nezuro zvimwe zvinoumbowo zvokuti unogona kuzvitsvaga ukazviwana Keynes ichokwadi yaiva pastock exchange ikatobva ikavharwa rakatonotsvaga investor saka investor anawanika weKeynes the major investor anonzi Africa Century ndo yakaisa mari imomo zvechokwadi vakadesa 30 million yekuti mukambani yacho imuke saka izvo zvinotadza kuti zvechokwadi zvaitika ende zvakufamba toenda kublue ribbon blue ribbon yanga yatova mureceivership kana kuti yamungati receivership ndo zvakanaka yanga yatova kambani yanga yakurova futi ndobva kwawanika investor akabva kutanzania saka vanotovamwe izvozvi vapinga nobels yakaita iyo yakaita zvikweredi kumabhanks saka yaita zvikweredi kumabhanks mabhanks aichibva abatira ivati ngati imutse ngaiinde zvakanaka ichibva yaita futi inoti vana vamwe futi wakainvesta another investor futi ndokunga ndiyo Africa Century as well saka ichokwadi kuti panaiwayo makambani andamunenge naiwayo matatu aya pane zvaitika zvachinji arikowo makambani zvechokwadi ari kutambudzika zvavataura vana GMB vana National Railways ichokwadi ari kutambudzika nhamo yatiinayo muzimbabwe inoramba ichiita kuti zvirambe zvichiremera ningada kupa zvinhu zviviri zvinoya kunetsa iko zvino chakaunza US dollar chaunza US dollar muZimbabwe US dollar ningataura nechirungu nichiti it is strong currency in a struggling economy saka ino takomberedzwa nenyika dzakaita vana South Africa dzine randi takomberedzwa ne Zambia ine kwacha takomberedzwa nana Botswana mari dzavo dzakadzikira pasi saka isusu kuti tichiproducer zvinhu tichigona kutengesa kunze kwenyika zviri kurema hatigoni kozoti kechipiri ndinobva tsitsi nemapartners edu elabor because labor nokuda kweweji yatiinayo necurrency yakasimba yatiinayo weji yedu yomuno muzimbabwe haichagone kuti iite kuti tigone kuproducer zvinhu zvakachipa saka its not sustainable anymore our wages are much higher now in terms of regional play
Vashoko manzwa mashoko ataurwayo navajokonya zvimwe zvavataura inyaya yekuti imiwo vashandi muri kuda mari dzakawandisa upfumi usina kumira zvakanaka kana kuti vari kuti malabor costs
ndazvinzwa zvataura navajokonya vajokonya vanga vachitaura pokuti ipo hanzi pane vanhu vakatouya asika kwatiri isusu maordinary people kana kuti maworkers hatisati taona chenji iyoyo iri kutaura tinofara chaizvo kana vajokonya vachitaura kuti hanzi ha iye zvino zvachinja takutoenda ikoko kumakambani iwayo kunodhimanda kuti ko vasevenzi vedu vabhadharwe mari yavo tataurwa navajokonya ka pasi president wemkusi ndivo vataura izvozvo sekendi nyaya yokuti tinodhimanda yakawanda ngativei nechokwadi vajokonya ngavataure chokwadi patakatanga kusevenzesa US dollar naika vanofanira kunge vachitaurira nyika kuti aiwa chakakanganisika paya ndechekuti vakapega masalaries avo ivo vajokonya nokuti avasevenzi evasevenzi ari pasi
vanga vari muteedzeri wemunyori mukuru wezctu vagideon shoko manzwawo zvakare kubva kumuteedzeri wemutungamiri weemployers confederation of zimbabwe kana kuti emcos vakalisto jokonya vaviri ava vanga vari parunare muharare
makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yestudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muwashington dc
tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi
mutungamiri wepanama vacarlos varela vanoti nyika yavo ichashandisa mitemo yepasi rose munyaya dzemari inobatirwa mitero zvichitevera gakava riripo rakasimudzwa nenyaya dzeuori dziri kuburitswa dzinonzi panama papers Varela vati vachaita izvi senzira yokuti mari dzedzimwe nyika dzipinde munyika iyi zviri pamutemo. Nhengo dzesangano reOrganization of Economic Cooperation and Development dzichashanyira Panama svondo rino kuti dzizeye matanho angatorwe nePanama nedzimwe nyika mukuona kuti mari dzafambiswa zvakanaka kutanga muna 2018.
Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama pamwe nemukuru weSaudi Arabia Mambo Salman vari kutarisirwa kusangana panguva youkama hwenyika mbiri idzi husina kumira zvakanaka pari zvino. VaObama vachasangana mangwana navaSalman muRiyadh murwendo rwavo rweChina kuSaudi Arabia semutungamiri wenyika.
Nengo dzebato rezano PF dzinonzi dzakavhiringidza musangano wekuongorora bhiri remutemo mutsva wezverunyararo nekupodzwa kwemavanga uyo wakaitwa muchinoyi mukupera kwesvondo. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Musangano uyu wakapindwa nevanhu vanodarika mazana mana wakatanga zvakanaka vanhu vachipa pfungwa dzavo pane zvavaida kuti mutemo uyu uitire vanhu vainge vakakuvadzwa kana kupisirwa dzimba nemidziyo yavo munguva yemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika. Mukupa pfungwa dzavo nhengo dzebato rezanu PF dzakaratidza kusafara kwadzo kuti veruzhinji vainge vaine mafungiro ekuti vose vakapisirwa kana kutorerwa midziyo yavo pamwe nevakakuvadzwa vabhadharwe. Nhengo dzezanu PF dzakatanga kupa pfungwa dzavo vachiti kana paine kuripwa kunoitika kunofanirwa kutanga nevanhu vakatorerwa zvipfuyo zvavo nevarungu hondo yechimurenga chekutanga isati yatanga. kanzura we zanu PF muchinoi va Daniel Musiwa vanoti vakatorerwa mombe dzavo makumi matatu neshanu vanoti vanhu vakatorerwa zvipfuyo zvavo apo nyika yaitongwa nevarungu ndivo vanofanirwa kutanga kubhadharwa
kwakauya masoja ochirungu nevanhu vaya vakanga vasinganzwisi vanga varipo tichitorerwa mombe regai nditaure mabhuku matatu kuti weshe panonzi panzivo kubva panonzi pakawanzaruwa kuuya pamapfonga kuuya pamashonganyika ini ndakatorerwa mombe 1973 dzinoita 35 tichienda kuno dzikwidza togani tichirohwa kumashuro gaenda pasina kana chimwe chinhu chatakapiwa
imwe nhengo yemadzimai ezanu PF amai Jacqueline Chaitezvi vanoti kana paine kubhadharwa kunofanirwa kuitika kunofanirwa kutanga kubhadharwa kwekurayiwa kwambuya nehanda nasekuru Kaguvi
sora ambuya nehanda wakaenda kupi wakabhadhariwa nani zvese izvozvo tinozvida ehe
asi mugari wekusanyati vagare kai mutunzi vanoti zvakaitika nguva yehondo zvakapera nenguva yazvo sezvo yainge iri hondo vamutunzi vanoti kubhadharwa kunofanirwa kutanga kubvira muna 1980 kusvikira pari zvino sezvo vanhu vainge vourayana pachavo pasina hondo
pana kuti reconciliation commission tiri kuifarira handitika taifarira nekurongwa kwayakaitwa tiri kuti isusu munhu wose akashungurudzwa akapisigwa musha akatemegwa ng'ombe dzake kana kuti akauregwa hama yake ngapave nefund inoita kuti isetwe vanhu vakomba dzetu zvakare komishini yedu ndiri kutarisira kuti hongu yakagadzwa ndaitarisira kuti dai yatungamirirwa nomufundisi isaidha mufundisi kana kuti bishop
izvi zvinotsigirwa navagift konjana vakati kusawirana kwezvizvarwa zvemunyika kwairatidzwa nekunyombana kwainge koita vanhu vainge vauya kuzopa pfungwa dzavo kunhengo dzeparamende pamusoro pebhiri iri
atmosfera iri muno izvozvi ndiyo yakaita kuti makurukota edu aya afunge nezvedanho irori saka ngatiregei kushora nekuti already muno mune matensions aripo we can see even malegislators edu ari kuno vamwe they are cheering vamwe up because vane agenda saka munotoda peace and reconciliation imwe muno pano patiri ndikanyenderere mberi
kusawirana uku kwakaita kuti musangano wekupa pfungwa pabhiri iri umiswe sezvo nhengo dzebato rezanu PF dzakatanga kuimba nekunyomba munhu wese wavaifunga kuti ari kupa pfungwa dzakasiyana nedzavo ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Studio 7 yakaita chirongwa nezuro chekukurukura pamire nyika panguva yeZimbabwe iri kupemberera kusvitsa makore makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga kuzere. Hurukuro idzi dzaikokerwa nemumwe wangu Jonga Kandemiri. Vaitungamira hurukuro idzi ndi Reverend Isaac Mwase vaGregory B. Simpkins nhengo yeHouse of Representatives muAmerica pamwe namuzvare Sibongile Sibanda vanova muzvinabhizimisi. Vamwe vevanhu vakapinda mumusangano uyu vanosanganisira Father William Guri veRoman Catholic Church avo vari kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusorosoro muMaryland. Ngatinzwei hurukuro ngatinzwei Father Guri vachitaura.
Ndauya kumusangano wengochi kurukurirana vanhu pazuva reIndependence Day. Ndaona vanhu vachikurukurirana zvakanaka chaizvo vachitaura zvitarisiro zvavo pamusoro peZimbabwe nezvigozhero zvavanosangana nazvo muupenyu nezvavanofunga kuti zvinofanira kuti zvigadziriswe kuti Zimbabwe ive nyika yakanaka uye nyika inogarika. Ndaona vanhu veZimbabwe vane shungu chaizvo nenyika yavo, vane chido chikuru chekuti dai nyika yavo yabudirira yaenderera mberi.
Father William Guri vachitaura vari pamuzinda weVoice of America muno muWashington DC.
Mumwe wevanhu vaive pamusangano uyu ndava Dan Moyo veMDC inotungamirwa navamogeni Tsvangirai.
Ndafara chaizvo kuti nhasi ndandiri pano paVOA nemamwe maZimbabweans tichitaura sevanhu vari muno mudiaspora kuti tingashandisei kuona kuti zvinhu zvinochinja kumusha uku. Tanzwa mazvo akawanda akanakisisa. Vanhu vari munomu vari redhi kuti vauye vadzoke kumusha vabatsire. But the situation in politics is not going to change because democracy in the DO, you know, it is about the one who are going kusina demokrasi tichaona mirizhonga yatiri kuona mazuva ese ava vanhu vachi disappear savana itaidza mako tiri kuti tine mimese mazimbabweans rambai makashinga muchipinda mumastreet tatenda
vaden moyo veMDC inotungamirwa navamogen tsvangirai vachitaura vari muwashington DC Reverend Mwase vakapa mashoko ekusimbaradza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe panguva iyo zviri kupemberera kusvitsa makore makumi matatu nematanhatu nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere.
Tinoti makorokoto amhlope, congratulations to Zimbabwe on this Independence Day. Zvakawanda zvinoita kuti tipemberere, zvakawandawo zvinoita kuti tinamate, kuti Mwari atibatsire, kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe ikwanise kuvaka kuita mushandira pamwe kwatinenge tichivaka nyika yeZimbabwe. Mwari ngavaropafadze nyika yeZimbabwe nemhuri yeZimbabwe. Mhuri yeZimbabwe iri muZimbabwe nemhuri yeZimbabwe yakafararira kwese kwese nekuno kuAmerica. Ndinotenda chose.
Reverend Isaac Mwase vachitaura vari muWashington DC. Studio 7 inopa kutenda kuno vose vakakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa chedu chanezuro.
Muchirongwa chedu che The Connection na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa zvinoreva kuzvitonga kuzere kune vechidiki vazhinji vavo vakaberekwa nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuti tigo kufonerai.
Nako kambo tsotsi kubva kuna nyadi bote tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare.
Mapurisa anotadzisa nhengo dzeOccupy Africa Unity Square kuratidzira zvichitevera kurohwa kwava Patterson Dzamara nezuro.
Rimwe sangano revarairidzi roronga kuratidzira richiti harisi kufara nemabatirwo ari kuitwa vashandi vehurumende.
Nyanzvi dzoziva mashoko ava Mugabe yekuti zvinhu zviri kugadzirisika zvakanaka munyika.
Vakare mara vanoti hapana chekupemberera kuzvitonga kana zvichemo zvavo zvisina kugadziriswa nehurumende.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinovimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu toksia mina Chris Gande na Marvelous Mhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Tuesday, April 19, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwean police block a planned protest over the beating of Itai Dzamara's brother by suspected state security agents.
They were watching for us and told us that no, we're not allowed to sit on this lawn. They were quite rude about it and they started clearing out everybody in the park. Basically, they've cleared us out of the park for now.
A United States congressman says sanctions are not to blame for Zimbabwe's current economic problems.
And some Zimbabweans say they have not yet enjoyed the fruits of independence.
Zimbabwe's war of independence was waged on the basis of getting rid of an unjust racist government, restoring human dignity.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Zimbabwean police today blocked a demonstration that had been organized by members of the Africa Unity Square Pressure Group to protest against the assault of Patson Dzamara yesterday at the main independence celebrations held in Harare. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Police in anti-riot gear blocked members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square, or OAUS, a pressure group led by missing activist Itai Dzamara, from protesting against the assault of the activist's brother, Patson Dzamara, who staged a one-man demonstration during the main independence celebrations held in Harare. Patson Dzamara was beaten by suspected state security agents while staging the demonstration at the National Sports Stadium, where President Robert Mugabe was due to address thousands of people to mark the country's 36th independence anniversary. He was holding a banner inscribed, "Zimbabwe is independent, but we are not free." OAUS coordinator Jack Frey said members of his group were dispersed by heavily armed police at the Africa Unity Square just outside Parliament, where they intended to protest against Dzamara's beating in front of legislators who were making their way into Parliament.
Following Patson's action following his demonstration at National Sports Stadium yesterday, people started talking about this issue and agreed, no, we can't let this by. We can't let this injustice stand. Basically, we had received communications that some of our comrades were on their way. So we went to the park and sat down in order to wait for them. And we were just sitting and discussing, like anybody else in the park. The police arrived, saw us there. Obviously, they were watching for us and told us that, no, we're not allowed to sit on this lawn. They were quite rude about it, and they started clearing out everybody in the park. Basically, they've cleared us out of the park for now.
Another OAUS member, Charles Nyoni, said the bashing of Patson Dzamara and the abduction of his elder brother Itai last year was not expected in an independent country.
It is indeed a sad thing that still they haven't decided yet to bring back Itai, whom they borrowed and forgot to return him to us. But we don't lose hope on that one, because we anticipate that very soon they will do so. If not, the course of justice will push them and force them to making sure that they deliver.
Patson Zamara's lawyer, Gift Mtisi, said his client was assaulted by unidentified people at the National Sports Stadium while protesting and was later handed to police, who released him without any charges laid against him. Mtisi said his client has a bruised face and had signs that he was beaten under his feet. Mtisi said Patson Zamara is recuperating at home after he was treated at a local clinic. Fred said his group is still worried by the state's failure to locate Itai Zamara more than a year after he was abducted by unknown people.
We dare not and we shall not let Itai Zamara's legacy fade away. We, in all our efforts and in all our activities, we always strive to keep his name in the conversation. We strive not only him as a person, but the ideals that he embodied, the movement that he started.
Frey urged the state to ensure that the country's citizens were protected as stipulated in the country's constitution. Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, said the police were not responsible for Patson Zamara's assault yesterday, adding that they are also worried by the disappearance of his brother Itai. She added that she was not aware of today's demonstrations that were organized by OAUS, as the group had not sought permission from authorities to protest. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Some Zimbabweans and a U.S. congressman say the country's current socio-economic and political problems can only be resolved through regime change, while others believe that there's need to work with the present leadership, which was elected into office through so-called democratic elections. Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reports.
This came out of a town hall meeting on Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, organized by VOA's Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, held in Washington on Monday. Participants had divergent views, with some, like Gregory B. Simpkins, staff director for the United States House Subcommittee on Africa, Global Health and Human Rights, saying the situation in Zimbabwe is shocking.
As I've told somebody earlier, this is the greatest act of self-destruction I've ever seen. This government had inflation rates that are unrealistic. You'd have to have a suitcase to go buy a dinner.
Simpkins, who was part of a U.S. congressional delegation that visited Zimbabwe last year to assess the situation, said President Mugabe was once widely regarded as a hero, but all that appears to have vanished.
It's difficult for anybody who stayed in power for 36 years to stay on track. And I don't see how anybody could honestly say that he is still a hero, that he is still an asset to Zimbabwe.
In a quick response to these remarks, another guest, Baptist minister and educator Reverend Isaac Mwase, said President Mugabe is the current leader of Zimbabwe and that there is need to work with him and other ruling party stalwarts.
Accept the fact that these are the leaders that are there. Given the fact that they are there, how does the Zimbabwean populace inside and outside of the country engage them in ways that are going to change the trajectory for the future of the country? Now, it's not going to be easy, but then, you know, nation building is never easy.
Another guest, Sibongile Sidile Sibanda, who is a Zimbabwean businesswoman based in the U.S., noted that changing the leadership back home may result in the needed social, economic, and political transformation. She said this can be more effective if Zimbabweans living in the diaspora are allowed to vote in various elections.
We need to be able to vote, so we need to send a word that South Africans vote outside the country. Zambians vote, so we would like to be able to exercise our vote. It's our birthright.
Participants took part to buttress this position, saying President Mugabe has done his part and now it was time for him to leave. As expected, MDCT's United States Provincial Chairman, Den Moyo, took the first shot at the president.
The real issue in Zimbabwe is that of lack of democracy. And as long as Zimbabwe does not have that democracy where its people choose the leaders that they want to lead, we are going to stay in this situation for another 30 years. And we'll be all walking, using walking sticks while debating the same thing because we are failing to confront the elephant in the room.
Lawyer and Hubert Humphrey Fellow, Marufu Mandewere, also took a dig at the president's supporters.
I'm tired when I talk to African students here. They just say Mugabe is a hero, Mugabe is a hero. But they have not have a client who has disappeared. I represented Itai Zamara. His wife came to my office. He has disappeared. I've represented people who have been arrested in a situation where you really see that these people have not committed an offense. That's why we have a lot of arrests in Zimbabwe, but we have a lot of acquittals in Zimbabwe. Those people are just being arrested for no reason.
Muuya Nyaundi, a Zimbabwean living in Washington who is a lawyer, questioned the quality of leaders in the country.
Let's say, for example, in the United States, a small scandal, right, for a politician, you're out. That's it. That's the end of you. In Africa, sex scandals up to here. And MDC as well. Your president, scandals as well. When are we going to, as Africans, raise the bar, yes, right, in terms of the quality of leadership that we're receiving? I am tired. I am tired of let's negotiate transitional justice, forgiving each other, moving forward.
But Pan-Africanists, including Herald correspondent Obi Egbuna and Nyaka Lagoke, criticized the West for imposing targeted sanctions on Zimbabwe. Lagoke, who is from Ivory Coast, noted that African leaders should not always be blamed for all the problems in their nations.
Nkrumah used the word neocolonialism. So it is a reality, the interference of the West in the domestic affairs of the African countries. And in the case of Zimbabwe, of course, Mugabe stayed too long in power. He mishandled many things in Zimbabwe. We agree. But when somebody wants to minimize the interference of the West in the chaos that is happening in Zimbabwe, I think that, you know, it is not fair.
However, Simpkins argued that some leaders, like President Mugabe, always blame so-called outside interference for all economic ills in their countries.
Zedera was intended to be a response to serious human rights violations. The government likes to say there is no such a thing. But if you remember back in the 80s, I'm sure if you were in Ndebele, you remember the serious violations. We didn't respond to that as quickly as we could have. Over the years, we tried to establish some sort of relations. Now, the sanctions did not cause the collapse of the manufacturing sector, which was built on commercial farming. When you interrupted commercial farming, you interrupted the manufacturing. When you caused businesses to use a false exchange rate, then you put many of them out of business.
As the discussion came to an end, it was clear that the way forward for Zimbabwe is a subject of ongoing discussion and divergent views. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.
As the nation commemorates the country's 36th independence anniversary, perhaps the most preoccupying issue on the minds of many ordinary Zimbabweans is how their beloved motherland has regressed from being the breadbasket of the sub-region to a basket case, in which many are finding it difficult to put food on the table. Our correspondent Taurai Shava brings us more.
Zimbabwe's war of independence was waged on the basis of getting rid of an unjust racist government, restoring human dignity and justice, or equality before the law for everyone, among other issues. Equal access to land as well as the right to vote were also paramount, and with the country's attainment of independence on April 18, 1980, most ordinary people believed that their hopes for a better life were going to become a reality in the new nation, christened the Jewel of Africa by the late Tanzanian President Julius Nyerere. ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa says ordinary people are in despair because the expectations that they had about the kind of life they would lead in an independent Zimbabwe have been frustrated, turning Independence Day into a charade. Dabengwa, who revived ZAPU in 2008 after disgruntlement over the 1987 unity accord between ZANU-PF and ZAPU, says this is largely because the country's leaders who led the armed struggle against colonial rule have forgotten the values upon which the war was fought.
When the liberation struggle was waged, the people had their values, they had their expectations, and most of those expectations have not been realized. We are really making a fuss of this very important day. It is a day when we should be reflecting on our gains and challenges, and yet we have very little to celebrate on the issue of the gains for the people of this country. and still remain with the bulk of the challenges that we thought would have put aside by now.
At Independence, the then Prime Minister, Robert Mugabe, pronounced the policy of reconciliation, which the world hailed as providing for an auspicious start for the new nation. But Dabengwa, a former intelligence supremo of ZIPRA, ZAPU's armed wing, says part of the country's current situation emanates from a lingering mistrust between the nationalist leaders, adding that this culminated in the civil strife in which an estimated 20,000 civilians, mostly supporters of ZAPU, were killed by a crack army unit, 5 Brigade.
The focus failed to respond to the values and the expectations of the people of Zimbabwe. Right at the beginning, the issue of suspicions against each other, the mistrust that was reflected by government, all those made our independence fail to reach the goals that the people had set themselves to achieve.
Veteran nationalist Cephas Msipa, one of the few former senior ZAPU members alive, agrees that Zimbabwe's problems are mainly as a result of the discarding of liberation war ideals. In 1980, the new ZANU-PF government, which espoused a socialist orientation, started on a path of social equity, providing free education and health care for all. In the early years of independence, the ruling ZANU-PF party gave names to each year to reflect national targets that the government would focus on in the fashion of the Chinese Communist Party, with 1980 being declared the year of the people's power and 1981 the year of national transformation and so forth. But some observers have opined that all this was meant to beguile the masses, while the ruling elite's real intention was accumulation of wealth and consolidation of power, as evidenced by ZANU-PF's push for a one-party state in the late 80s. In 1984, the ruling party had adopted a leadership code which required senior leaders to declare their assets, prohibiting them from accumulating property. The code was later abandoned as most of the leaders openly became involved in business. Msipa says part of the country's problems are because a number of nationalist leaders became obsessed with power and its trapping.
Power corrupts, and as it is said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. We got corrupted by power, and then we forgot what the struggle was all about. We think it was about getting into position, you know, replacing whites with blacks, and forgetting what the values of the struggle were. What is it that we were struggling for? Was it just to get rid of colonialism, or we had other, more virtuous things to think about?
Government adopted the first of its national five-year plan initiatives aimed at spelling out economic policy in 1986, ending in 1990. From independence to date, the Zimbabwean government has come up with numerous economic blueprints, with general consensus being that although the plans are brilliant on paper, lack of proper follow-through on one hand and adoption of discordant policies on the other have resulted in the failure of the plans. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
We will give you more details of this report tomorrow. Don't miss it here on Studio 7.
Thanks very much for the overwhelming response to our Facebook and daily independence competitions. The winners of the Facebook independence competition are Yeukai Muzababani, Tinotenda Mawisire, Amos Masukuwe, and Clive Mapurazi.
And the winners of our daily independence competition are Kimpton Mpofu, Emerson Bernard, Shingi Pambuka, Lina, Angela Mabenge, Eric Sitole, and Machani of Gwanda.
Coming up,
we will take a closer look at President Robert Mugabe's remarks that some companies are doing very well in Zimbabwe.
And don't miss the youth show, Time to Engage. Guess who we have today?
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
New York voters headed to the polls today for presidential nominating primaries, with pre-election surveys showing Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump holding strong leads over their challengers.
Ecuador's president says rebuilding from Saturday's powerful earthquake that killed at least 413 people will cost billions of dollars.
Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela says his country will adopt global tax reporting standards in the aftermath of the Panama Papers controversy.
Relief workers are struggling to provide emergency aid to thousands of people forced to evacuate their homes after two deadly earthquakes that struck southern Japan last week.
And a group of Taliban insurgents staged a bomb and gun attack in Kabul today morning, killing at least 28 people and wounding more than 327, according to police and health officials in the Afghan capital.
President Robert Mugabe yesterday told the nation that efforts to resuscitate the economy are heading the right way. Mr. Mugabe made the remarks at the National Sports Stadium during commemoration of the country's independence. He said despite targeted sanctions, the country has resuscitated companies like Lobel's Bread, Cane's Holdings, Rio Zim, Delta Corporation, Border Timbers, and Olivine Industries. Some of the companies mentioned by Mr. Mugabe have always been operational, and there's no change in operation. Economist Busisa Moyo, president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, agrees with the president, adding there's still a long way to go, though, to bring back to life some of the companies that have closed down.
Well, yes, companies have been revived. I mean, Cane is back on the map. Companies have been expanding and doing the best they can. So there's a lot of work that is going on the ground. I think the agenda to reindustrialize is definitely underway. That goes without saying. But have we arrived? Probably the answer is no. There's still a lot of work to be done. We still have a high-cost environment. We could be seeing more companies because the scale and magnitude of what is required is much bigger than where we have gone. But certainly, we are moving in the right direction. We are directionally correct in reindustrializing, getting big business back, as opposed to what we're doing, focusing just on the informal sector. We are also seeing big companies that employ 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, 500 people coming back onto the market and being reestablished.
But how come this resuscitation is not visible in terms of job creation?
Absolutely. You are right in terms of impact. So whilst you may be right in direction, beginning a journey going from Bulawayo to Harare, if you are still in Ndabazinduna, you've started the journey, but you are nowhere near Harare. So we are in the right direction, but what is required, as I have said, we need literally an industrial revolution, an economic revolution. So right now, the gains and the positives that the president has correctly highlighted, in light of what is required, is still a far cry from what is needed. So there's still much work to be done, but, you know, we celebrate that at least the seriousness in recognizing we need to reindustrialize, we need to get old companies that can work working again, new companies that need to come into the Zimbabwean business environment, they need also to come in. So we still have much, much work to do. I'd say this is maybe 5% of what is required, but we want to celebrate it and call for the 95% that we still have to do.
So this resuscitation, how is it going on when we know that there's no money?
Well, problems develop. As the economy evolves, new problems develop. And we have a challenge. You know, our biggest challenge really is attracting FDI at this stage. And that's what it's going to take. We need significant amounts of FDI. The market itself, which is the government's blueprint, which we have been working on part of it as industry, particularly value addition, beneficiation.
That was Busisa Moyo, an independent economist who is also the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Bulawayo.
Now we briefly hand you over to Chiwaniso Jani on the youth slot. Time to engage.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Good evening. This is Chiwaniso Jani, your host for Time to Engage. Today we have a dynamic, vibrant young man, and he's going to be talking to youth in mining. Hello, Mr. Sungano.
Thank you, Chiwaniso, for having me on this platform and on your international radio platform.
Thank you for being with us today. What challenges are the youth facing in mining?
The youth are trying their level best to acquire equipment, but in terms of financing for those equipment, they are falling short in terms of access to finance. Also, the issue of technical and business skills, they need to be capacitated. They would like technical information, technical skills in terms of the mining sector. Also, the issue of environmental safety and health, most of them do not have protective clothing, so they need access to such equipment to use in terms of mining.
What issues should be addressed by the government to assist the youth in mining?
The government needs to address issues of accessibility to market, finance, and skills. So in terms of financing, they need to purchase equipment for the youth so that youth can access on a learning basis. On the issue of training, opening up training centers across the nation where we have geographical areas where mining is being undertaken, they should open up technical schools and vocational schools colleges. Then on the issue of market, they should open up service centers closer to the mining areas.
Several other mines have been closing down. How has that affected the youth?
The law is law, and why were these companies allowed to operate without licenses? I will not blame the government. All the workers has to be taken into consideration whenever such decisions are made, either by government or by the private sector. We need to secure that the youth of the youth who are working in the mines, we need to make sure that the youth do not lose their jobs back to their work. But I'm saying the management to renew the license and start operations.
How does the Indigenous Act motivate foreign investors to work with the youth?
So the youth as Indigenous citizens would like to partner investors who are coming to exploit mineral resources on an agreement to have them own 51% while the investor own 49% according to the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act. So the youth are very much willing and open to discuss and negotiate with investors who want to come and exploit the resources together with the young people. We will also try to get facilitation from government to ensure that they also achieve the wealth creation objective.
That was Director, President and Founder Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining. Thank you for being with us. This is Chiwaniso Jani, your host for Time to Engage.
In this second edition of a two-part report focusing on Zimbabwean sport, 36 years after independence, our correspondent Michael Kariati has more on what went wrong in the country and the future of various sporting disciplines.
There is that memorable day in 1980 when the Golden Hockey Girls landed at the Harare International Airport with that gold medal that should have laid down the foundation for future international successes, but unfortunately did not. Veteran Sports Administrator Albert Namwebonde reflects that everyone, Asians, Blacks, Colors and Whites, were united as they celebrated what is probably one of the most remembered sporting successes in Zimbabwean history.
When they came back, the Minister of Sports at that time hosted a reception where they slaughtered, I don't know how many cattle were slaughtered, to celebrate the gold medal. It was one.
It has become a case of so near and yet so far, as the Warriors and local clubs have been receiving a battering on the continental front. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Thanks, Michael. Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our host of The Connection, Tunga Milinkomo, will be talking with listeners and experts about Zimbabwe's youth and black majority youth.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
The Zimbabwean police block a planned protest over the beating of Itai Dzamara's brother by suspected state security agents.
And some Zimbabweans say they have not yet enjoyed the fruits of independence.
That's it for tonight. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with yours truly, Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Salamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 19 Mabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Lingani tshona njani izulu kandaba mthakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
sibesifungenzeka idemo yethu mayelana nokutshaywa okwenziwe uPaterson izolo e-Independence. Sasesixotshwa nje epaki ngamapholisa besithi kabafuna ukusibona epaki. Bakhipha abantu bonke basebetshiya abanye abantu bephenduka, but thina singangena balokhe besixotsha besithi asifuna ukubona lina especially.
Amapholisa avimba ukutshengisela kwabenhlanganiso ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square bekhonona ngendlela umnumzana Paterson Dzamara atshaywe ngayo izolo.
La khona amakampani amacha kumele lawo angene. Sekubone amakampani athile ophethe sebekhona lapha eZimbabwe, layenza amafektari eHarare. Sekubona amanye amakampani o-RMA koBulawayo sebebhudelele amafektari ayenza amahel, ifektari yenza ama-snacks.
Ingcwethi wezomnotho welizwe zithi amanye amankampani aqanjwe ngumongameli Mugabe ukuthi avuselelwe aphumelela avele ayazisebenzela njalo kawazange ake abe lodubo. Ibandla elama-Liberal Democrats lithi liphakathi kokudinga amagqwetha ezamalungelo oluntu aza kuyalwela umongameli Mugabe emthethwandaba ngoba bekholwa ukuthi ubanjwa ngamandla ukuqhubeka esembusweni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amapholisa avimbe ukutshengisela kwabenhlanganiso ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square phambi kwedale lephalamende bekhonona ngendlela umnumzana Paterson Dzamara atshaywe ngayo izolo phandle kwenkundla ebisenzelwa umkhosi wokunanza ilanga likazibuse e-National Sports Stadium. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
UDzamara utshaywe ngemva kokuba etshengisele ephethe ibhakana lakhe ebelibuza ukuba ungaphi umfowabo uItai Dzamara oseyanelise umnyaka enyamalele. Uhle wathathwa ngesiphangiphangi uPaterson wasiwa eNsitha lapho achayo khona kakubi, wakhululwa ngemva kwalokho elimele kabuhlungu. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square umnumzana Charles Nyoni utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba kungalesi sizathu amalunga alenhlanganiso ekubone kufanele ukutshengisela ekhonona ngalesi senzo esithi kulilungelo lakhe wonke umuntu ukutshengisela lapho engajabuleli okwenzakalayo.
Sibesifungenzeka idemo yethu mayelana nokutshaywa okwenziwe uPaterson izolo e-Independence. Sasesixotshwa nje epaki ngamapholisa besithi kabafuna ukusibona epaki. Bakhipha abantu bonke basebetshiya abanye abantu bephenduka, but thina singangena balokhe besixotsha besithi asifuna ukubona lina especially.
Unyoni uthi amapholisa abalisile khona ukuthi bahlale endaweni yokwejisela ye-Africa Unity Square lapho bebefuna ukuqhubela khona lokhu kutshengisela phambi kwedale lephalamende.
bona bengasuka bengabalutshwane sibe sesingena siyenza idemo yethu or sibamelele until beze behambe ngoba i-reinforcement yesiye sabayo kodwa abahlala bekhona abangu-5 siyakwanisa ukubabaleka laba angeke basibamba. Kube imota itraki egcweleyo yesiye sabayo ngoba sebebaningi.
Uzulu obezigwejisela e-Africa Unity Square uke waxotshwa okwesikhatshana kanye lamalunga e-Occupy Africa Unity Square. Kwagcina sekuyibo abangafunakaliyo ukuba balugxobe kule ndawo. Bekungesikamangwele eGundwane bezama ngayo yonke indlela abe-Occupy Africa Unity Square laba ukufeza lokho abekade bekuhlosile kodwa amapholisa ala elokhe ebazingela bengavunyelwa khona ukulugxoba kule ndawo. Ngesikhathi lolu daba lulotshwa, uPatson Dzamara ochaywe kakubi izolo wakhululwa engazange abe kwacala ubesemahofisini awe-Counseling Services Unit okuyinhlanganiso ephathisa uZulu lapho ethe wahlangana lezehlakalo zokuhluluzwa ngokumqinisa kanye lokumsiza ngokumusa esibhedlela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe izolo uthe imizamo yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe isikusibanga saphezulu. Esethula amazwi akhe emkhosini wokunanza ilanga likazibuse enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium, uMugabe uthe lanxa ilizwe libhekane lezijeziso zenotho, amankampani amaningi asevuselelwe esipha njengomzekeliso amankampani afana leLobel's Bread, Kane's Holdings, Rio Zimbabwe, Delta Corporation, Border Timbers le Olivin Industries. Kodwa ingcwethi kwezomnotho elizwe zithi amanye amankampani aqanjwe ngumongameli Mugabe avele ayazisebenzela njalo kazange abe lodubo kangaka. Kodwa enye ingcwethi kwezomnotho elizwe umnumzana Busisa Moyo ongumkhokheli njalo wamankampani ehlanganiso yamankampani e-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries uthi lanxa kuliqiniso ukuthi kulemizamo yokuvuselela amankampani kusalomango ukuthi kube lobubelo.
Ye ngamazwi amukelekayo sibili ngenxa yokuthi umsebenzi sowuqalile ukwakha umkhonomi waseZimbabwe. Uhambo lwakhona lude kodwa sesiluqalisile uhambo lokwakha umkhonomi olokuthi amakhampani abesebenza lapho elizweni laseZimbabwe aphenduke aqale ukusebenza njalo. La khona amakhampani amatsha kumele lawo angene. Sesibone amakhampani athile ophethe sebekhona lapho eZimbabwe bayenza ama-factory eHarare. Sesibone amanye amakhampani o-RML koBulawayo sebevuselele ama-factory ayenza amahewu, enye i-factory yenza ama-snacks. Siyabona o-Archer Clothing sebephendukile. Umsebenzi sesiwuqalisile owakha ilizwe leZimbabwe kodwa zikhona izinto ezizenqabela osomabhizinisi ukuthi baqhubekele phambili banelise ukufika lapha ilizwe okumele sifike khona ngoba umsebenzi okumele siyenze lapha eZimbabwe into enze esingathi i-job creation kumele sibili sihambe umango omude siselohambo olukhulu kulokho.
Kodwa mnumzana nxa sikhangele siyabona ukubana elizweni akulamali lamazwe amanye kade phathisa ilizwe lezinsuku kangani kawaliphathisa ilizwe. Ukuvuselela lokhu kuzayenzwa njani?
Kuzaba nzima sibili kodwa besithi lo odinga abangane kumele azitshengisele abe ngumuntu odinga abangane. Ngakho-ke upresident lakhona iviki edlulileyo wakhuluma mayelana ngendaba ye-indigenization ukusebenza okungcono kulalokho bese kukhuluma khona emaphephandaba. Kuqakathekile ukuthi uma sidinga izimali ezivela phandle sizithengisele njengabantu abalobungane kwezezimali lezebhizinesi. Ngoba nxa singaxabana kumbe singahlukuluza kumbe sithethise kumbe sihlambaze laba bantu abanelisayo ukuthi basibeke imali kuzaba nzima ukuthi sakhe ilizwe leZimbabwe ngoba izimali lezi ziyazidinga. Kodwa sidinga imali ezizangena lapha eZimbabwe zisincedise ukuthi sithini sakhe ama-factory sakhe amakhampani kube lengqubela phambili ethuthukisa umnotho waseZimbabwe.
Kanti manje nxa sikhangele okwenzakalayo lapha sisizwa kuthiwa kuyavuselelwa imisebenzi yona kayikhanyi ukuthi ikhona abantu belokhu bekhala ukuthi amankampani ayavalwa le misebenzi akula kuvuselelwa njani khona?
ukuthi nje mnumzana ukudilika obese kwenzakala lapha kuma company la kuma industry la kuma business ube kuyikudilika okukhulu nxa usakha akukhanya ukuthi kuloluto lwenzileyo ngenxa yokuthi ukudilika kwakhona bekukukhulu. So kuzamele sisebenze sibili oqotho siqinisele siqalise lokhu ukuqala kohambo ayisikufika hatshi kumele sibili sidonse okomango kodwa singabe silokhu sifunza kanje minyaka ngeminyaka sizabona engxenye ngokuhamba kweminyaka sesibona abantu sebesenzani sebengena emsebenzini njengokufisa kwabantwana bezimbabwe bafisa ukusebenza ngabantu abalomkhuba wokusebenza yikho siyazi ukuthi bayakufisa osomabhizinisi basebenza lohulumente kodwa thina besikhala ukuthi inga imizamo le yenziwayo ingenziwa ngokuphangisa ngenxa yokuthi amakhampani amanye alokho ethwele kanzima alokho engenelisi ukuthi achebe. So besikuthi uhulumente akuhlolisiwe sibili sisebenza ndawonye sibaxwayisa ukuthi khiphani lokho lifake lokho imithetho entshe ikhiphe le imithetho iyakusinda amabhizinisi.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Busisa Moyo, ingcweti kwezomnotho elizwe njalo engumkhokheli wamankampani Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, bekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Ibandla elitsha elisanda kubunjwa elithiwa Liberal Democrats lithi liphakathi komkhankaso wokudinga amagqwetha ezamalungelo oluntu aza kuyalwela umongameli Robert Mugabe emthethwandaba ngoba bekholwa ukuthi kulabathile abambamba ngamandla ukuthi aqhubeke lokhu esesikhundleni. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Umnumzana Simanda uthi inyathelo labo leli libangelwe izehlakalo eziningi esezenzakale empilweni kamongameli Mugabe esezikhombisa ukuthi ubanjwa ngamandla ukuqhubeka ebusa.
Sekhulile umkhulu akasafuni ukuba lapha ahleli khona, usefuna ukuphumula kusobala ngoba siyabona ehambe siwa kuzo zonke indawo ekhulumelele emile kodwelana esozela okukhomba ukuthi umzimba ukhathele. Yena yedwa siqinisekile ukuthi akasafuni ukuthi ahlale embusweni ubanjwe ngamandla.
Wasaphethe isikhundla sesikhulumeli sebandla le-Liberal Democrats, umnumzana Farai Goodmore Mudzembwe uthi baphakathi kwamalungiselelo okuyacela umthethwandaba ukuthi uvikele umongameli Mugabe.
Sisalokhu silwisa of course ukuthi sithole amagqwetha azavuma ukusimela ukuthi sisuwe okwakuqala iZimbabwe government, unkosikazi wakhe iZANU-PF, labo bonke abamgombolozeleyo. We are still fighting that war because uma singasayilwanga asisahloniphanga ama rights ama elders eZimbabwe. Ye fundamental right and asoke sibiyele emuva ngakho lokho.
Umnumzana Sibanda yena uthi kusegcekene emuntwini wonke ukuthi ngobani ababamba ngamandla umuntu omdala ukuthi enze ulutho angalifuniyo. Lokhu ke uthi kuphambana lomthetho ukuvikelwa kwamalungelo asebekhulile.
Ubaba Mugabe uhlukunyezwa inkosikazi wakhe kokuqala ngoba inkosikazi wakhe usasemusha ufuna ukuqhubeka esembusweni nokuthi abantwana bakhe baphile kahle. Aphinda hlukunyezwe ngabeqembu elezana ubona laba abantu bepolitical party yezana. Sine G40, sine Lacoste ngwena and kunebutho esicabanga ukuthi liyasekela amaqembu ahlukileyo lapho.
Umudzembwe yena uthi kuyazakala njalo ukuthi kungani laba bantu bencedisana ukuhlukumeza umongameli Mugabe.
Eqinisweni iproblem enkulu ekhona ukuthi iZANU-PF has been made up ngamathugs. Yizigebengu zonke ziyesaba ukuya ejele. Ipresence kaRobert Mugabe yiyo eba protectayo. Ngakho ke as soon as uRobert Mugabe ngaphuma kupicture sizathola isituation eyama mass arrest.
Usibanda yena uthi kungumlando wesizwe sonke ukuvikela amalungelo asebekhulile kugoqela lo mongameli Mugabe.
Indlela esikhuliswe ngayo esintwini sakithi, umuntu uma esemdala uyavikelwa yilaba abasha abomndeni, basho ukuthi cha umuntu omdala ayaningasamvumela khulume ngoba ingqondo yakhe sibuyele emuva sesiba ngumntwana. kungakho sithola ukuthi amaphutha ezinkulumeni zakhe amaningi usevela akhulume nje naloba yini ngoba akasena control kahle hla akasenamandla akasakwazi ukulawula indlela acabanga ngayo umqondo usukhambu lahleke
bakhonaka bathi leli nyathelo ngeke liphumelele kodwa bayavuma ukuthi liqhakathekile ekuvezeni sobala ukuthi umongameli usekukhulile sekufanele aphumule mele studio 7 eJohannesburg le South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapho.
Okay. Istudio 7 ithanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga bonke abanelise ukuza kungxoxo mpikiswano ephathelane lokunanza ilanga likazibuse ebiphansi kwesihloko esithi Zimbabwe at 36th way forward ebisenzelwa khonapha emsakazweni eWashington DC izolo esiwukhiphe ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Abanye babakade bekhona bagoqela unkosikazi Sibongile Sidile Sibanda kanye lomnumzana Dan Moyo owebandla le-MDCT.
Sawubonani bantu bakithi eZimbabwe. Ngijabule kakhulu namhlanje ngoba besilapha sibuthene VOA silalele abantu bakithi bedinga indlela yokuhlazulula udube esilalo ekhaya. Njengabantu abahlala ngaphandle silakho ukuthi sibe loncedo esingalwenza ukuthi sili encourage ukuthi lani libe le encouragement ukuthi liphakame ukuze sikwazi ukuthi kube lo change esilithinga esilidingayo ekhaya. Into eqhakathekile kakhulu ukuthi akula democracy lapha ekhaya. Ni democracy iyafuneka ngoba abantu akumelanga bahlukunyezwe. Yindlela abantu bangaphila khona ngayo kahle bebonisana sakhe ilizwe lethu. Tina City lokho elikwenzileyo lingena ezitaladeni mhla ka 14 liqhubeke ngakho ngabe likwenza yonke amaviki wonke thina ngapha sizozama ukudinga imali ukuthi sincedise ngayo yonke indlela
igama lami ngosibongile Ncube nabeZimbabwe ngihlala eWashington DC I run my own enterprise kodwa ke I wish ukuthi nxa ama opportunities angavuleka ekhaya sibuyele ekhaya siyosebenza ukuthuthukisa abantu bakithi khonapha eWashington DC le business is successful kodwa ke izinto would be even better nxa sikwenza ekhaya ebantwini bakithi.
Alingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo fast 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 laku 15775 kHz. Ku Studio 7 Live Talk uhlelo lwabajawulwe the connection lamhlanje abasakhulayo bathola ithuba lokujoya imbono yabo ngokunanzwa kwelanga likazibuse. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Barack Obama wele Melika ukhangelelwe ukuhlangana lenkosi Salman yakwele Saudi Arabia ngesikhathi budlelwano bamazwe omabili bukusimo esibi kakhulu kulokungezwani endabeni ezithile ezigoqela indlela zokulwisana labalwa becatsha abesimuslim abedlulisa amalawulo kanye lokulungisiswa kwezimpi zomndeni emhlubulweni wesi-Arab. Umongameli Rafael Correa wakwele Ecuador uthi ukulungisisa umonakalo odalwe ingozi yokuzamazama komhlaba elizweni eyenzakale ngomgqibelo yatshiya ibulele abantu abedlula amakhulu amane 413 kuzaba lendleko yamabhiliyoni amadola. Izakhamizi kanye lengcwethi kwezokuguquka komkhathi sezamukele isinqumo sikahulumende sokuthi izikolo zakhe indawo zokugcina ukudla zilungise le ndawo zokudlela kulungiselelwa uhlelo lokunika abantwana ukudla ezikolo lapho zivulwa endaweni zonke lapho osukubhahe khona indlala.
okunenga sikuzweni kunothando sibanda esipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhulumende uthi usethole isigidi ezingamakhulu amabili zamadola, $200 million, ekuqala uhlelo lokwabela abantwana ukudla ezikolo, kulandela imbiko ethi iningi labafundi belingasayi esikolo ngenxa yendlala. Limali ikhangelelwe ukusebenza eziqintini ezingamachumi amabili lesithupha, lapho wonke umfundi azathola ukudla. Kuthi kwezinye iziqinti, ukudla lokhu kunikwe abantwana kusiyefika kubanga lesibili elika grade 2. Umsekeli kumphathi ntambo wezemfundo, uProfessor Paul Mavima, uthi bakhangelele ukuthi izikolo zivulwa, zonke izikolo bese zilungiselele uhlelo luhle luqale kulabo abancane, luqhubeke wonke umfundi aze athole ukudla. Isakhamuzi unkosikazi Senzeni Swela, oka ward 1 eKhezi, esigabeni seMathebeleland South, uthi leli nyathelo lihle kakhulu ngoba iningi labantu ababo belivele lingeke liye esikolo lapho zivulwa bengaphathiswanga ngokuthola ukudla. Akukhwabitheki ukuthi baphile ngokukhangezwa, kodwa uthi okwalonyaka bazamile kwalile ngoba belime baphindaphinda izilimo zilokhu zisitsha, basala bephethe ize okwezithukuthuku zenja eziphelela eboyeni.
Silimile saphindaphinda kodwa akulalutho esiphumelalo. Sidinga uncedo ngoba vele abantwana bebevele bengasenelisi ukuyafika ezikolo ngenxa yendlala.
Umnumzana Lord Chalibe, yena wakhe esigabeni seCholocho, uthi kungelasizo abaluphiwayo kuza kuba lezidumbu phansi ngoba okwalunyaka kubathiye bengazi lokuthi baphephele ngapi emasimini bephumele ijumo likamabuyaze. Abantwana uthi bebevele sebesehluleka ukuyafika ezikolo ngenyanga ephelileyo ngenxa yendlala, okutsho ukuthi zivulwa kuyabe kungasela owenelisa khona ukulalela lalapho ethe wayafika esikolo.
Ngoba kuzaba lezidumbu khonapha kuwadwane, abantu kabalalutho, abantwana kabasafunda, abanye bayehluleka lokuya esikolweni ngendlala, balala ezindleleni kwabo bengafikanga esikolweni. Nokutitsha ekhuluma umntwana kezwa nokuthi utitsha uthini, lami mina mzali ngalalutho.
Ingcwethi kwezokulima kanye lokuguquka komkhathi zithi kuqakathekile ukuthi ohulumende banazelele okwenzakalayo ukuze kubekwe imigoqo evikela uzulu lalapho izulu lingasananga ngendlela. Ophethe inhlanganiso ye-Food and Agriculture Organization emhlubulweni wezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika, uDr. Chimimba David Phiri, uthi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende useqalile ukuthatha amanyathelo okusiza uzulu obhekane lendlala, kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi lapho kuthiwa izulu lizasilela kuhle kuhlelwe ukuthi kuzenziwani abantu bengakabulawa yindlala. Amazwe anjengeZimbabwe uthi azaqhubeka esiba lendlala ngenxa yokuguquka komkhathi, okutsho ukuthi kumele kuphathiswe izakhamizi ukuze zithole indlela zokuziphilisa lalapho izulu lingananga ngendlela.
It is important that governments always have a disaster risk reduction.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende abe lendlela zokwehlisa ingozi yomonakalo lapho kungakayenzakali. Indlela lezi kumele ziqale ukusetshenziswa masinyane nje kuqala ukwaziwa ukuthi kuzakuba lomonakalo. Siyabona indaba leyo yendlala lomonakalo ezawudala. Inhlanganiso ezinjengabo-FAO lezinye zaxwayisa ukuthi uzaba khona kuseselesikhathi kusenzelwa ukuthi ilizwe lizilungiselele.
Elakuleli libiwa lilabantwana phezu kwezigidi ezintathu ebangeni eliphansi, kuthi ebangeni eliphezulu kube lenani eliphezulu kwesigidi. Abantu abangaba yizigidi ezintathu eZimbabwe babiwa bedingwa ukuphathiswa ngokudla khathesi. Inhlanganiso ezigoqela inhlangothi zomanyano wamazwe wonke, i-United Nations, zikhangelelwe ukuphathisa ukudingela abantu ikakhulu abantwana ukudla ukuze kwenqatshelwe ukulahleka kwemphefumulo ikakhulu ezigabeni zeMandebeleni, eNkabazwe, eMaswingo kanye lezinye iziqinti zaseManicaland. Ngimele iStudio 7, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Ikomiti yedalela eParliamente ebona ngokusetshenziswa kwemali yesizwe ikhuthazwa ukuba iphatheke ekuhleleni indlela uhulumende akweleda ngayo imali kunye lokusetshenziswa kwezikwelede ukuze lumsebenzi ungajiyelwa umphathintambo wezemali eyedwa.
okuningi asikuzweni kuntathele izindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambe esethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni wekomitiyeta lephalamende ebona ngokusetshenziswa kwemali yesizwe lozulu owenzelwe eHarare. Kukhangelisiswa ukuguqulwa kwemithetho ebalisa o-Public Finance Management Bill kunye lowe-Special Economic Zones Bill oka-2015. Umnumzana Israel Mabuhu olilunga lebhodi yenhlanganiso yeZimcourt kunye lenhlanganiso ye-Alternative Business Alliance uthi lumthetho lokhe unikeza amandla amaningi kuziphatha amandla zikakhulu lumende uzulu engakwazi okwenzakalayo.
If that role has been given to the portfolio committee would then be
ngibona ukuqhakathekile ukuba umsebenzi wokuhlola ukuba izimali zesizwe zisetshenziswa kakuhle unikezwe kukomiti yedale lephalamende elako ukufuqa amabhodi amaparastatals lawo enelise ukufuqa ingasha zikahulumende ukuba ziveze ama-report okusetshenziswa kwemali enje ngokuphangisa. Umphathi ntambo wezemali naye ezazisa likomiti ngokwenzakalayo.
Uthi uhulumende lengatsha zakhe ngobuningi bazo uthatha isikhathi eside esingafika kuminyaka emibili kusiya kwemithathu engavakavezi ama-report endlela ayabe esebenzise ngayo izimali zakhe kungela ezinye inhlangothi ezihlola lokhu okuyinto etshiya uzulu engavikelekanga.
This is coming from an example where we have seen many loans.
Lokhu kuvela kudaba lokuthi sibona amaloni amaningi etholakala kodwa ekugcineni singaboni lutho olukhanyayo empilweni zabantu olutholakala kumaloni anje ngoba uzulu ugcina ekhathala ngokubhadalela izikweleti ezinje okudinga ukuba laye ebe lokuphatheka kundlela ezisetshenziswa ngayo.
Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi ye-ZCTU inikeze ugwalo lombono wayo kule ikomiti isola kakhulu udaba lokuba izisebenzi zamankampani awu-export processing zones ziyabe zitshiwa ngaphandle komthetho we-Labor Act. Unobhala jikelele we-ZCTU umnumzana Jaffet Moyo uthi lokhu yikwephula umthetho lesisekelo sombuso.
Abavakatsha sayafika kwamanye amazwe abanjengabo Mauritius sisiyabona ukuthi bona nje ama special zones abo bawaphatha ngayiphi indlela. Sakuthola ke ukuthi hayi i-Labor Act ya-applya ke ngaphansi kwalezi zindawo. Sabuya sawutshintsha kumthetho ukuthi i-Labor Act iza-applya. Kuyasimangalisa nxa sibona uhulumende esebuya esedrafta umthetho ofana na lalokhu esikubona kwamanje.
Umnumzana Kate Zwabanjanja ingcwethi kwezomnotho ongenela umhlangano ezimele uthi lumthetho uphinda usungule ingatsha ezitshiyeneyo lamabhodi agcina ke esenza umsebenzi ofanayo emanengi okuyinto emele ilungisiswe.
It will establish a special economic board and also a special economic zones authority.
Ibhiwu le isungula i-economic zones board le Economic Zones Authority kodwa udubo ikuthi kuphathisa ngani lokhu thina sesile Zimbabwe Investment Authority eqhuba umsebenzi ofanayo. Umthetho we-Public Finance Management Bill wona unikeza amandla amaningi kuma-accounting officers kuhulumende. Uthathela lawo mandla kumabhodi okuyinto eludubu ngoba usenza umsebenzi ofanayo.
Umgcinisihlalo wale committee umnumzana David Tafika wazise lumhlangano ukuba abalalele okuthiwa nguzulu kodwa umnumzana Zwabanjanja uthi ama committee anje ahlala esitsho okufanayo kodwa ephenduke kwelakusasa elomthetho ofanayo ungela nguquko ezifunwa nguzulu. Umnumzana Moyo uthi okudingakalayo ukuba izisebenzi zilawulwe ngokufanayo.
Isisebenzi kufanele sibe lelungelo elifana nayo lapha elingabe emakampanini wonke khona. Kungabe lobandlululo ngokuthi uyabe semsebenzini. So ilungelo lesisebenzi kalinanzwe nxa isemsebenzini kwesukukhangelele.
ethi inhlanganiso ezingama-affiliates awe-ZCTU ziphakathi kokuhlangana lezisebenzi ukuze zichasise ngokugcweleyo okwenzakalayo. Ekhuthaza likomiti ukuba ibambe imihlangano enje ngezikhathi izisebenzi zingekho emsebenzini ukuze lazo ziphatheke. Uhulumende oludubo lokusilela kwemali uvame ukugweleda imali yokuqhuba imisebenzi eqakathekileyo elungisa njalo le ndawo zama-special economic zones njengendlela yokuhuga osomabhizimusi bemazweni emizameni yokuthuthukisa ezomnotho. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Siyabonga Ntambe. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwanamhlanje. Amapholisa avimba ukutshengisela kwabenhlanganiso ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square bekhonona ngendlela umnumzana Patson Zamara achaywe ngayo izolo. Ingcweti kwezomnotho welizwe zithi amanye amankampani aqanjwe ngumongameli Mgabe ukuthi asevuselelwe aphumele avele abengeladubo. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama lami nguChris Gande, ngilithiya-ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilane.